I'm Tini. I am involved in one of the house groups, as Catherine said, but I thought, you're hearing from me enough, you don't need to hear from me even more. This morning we are concluding something that we've been doing in Kids Church, which is our Avengers Assemble theme. That's the wrong PowerPoint. There it is. And we can share. So, we've been doing an Avengers Assemble theme, and we're finishing off this morning with our final superhero. And I've hidden an Easter egg as to who it might be on the first slide. And you can count that Easter egg throughout the service. His name is Scott, that little Easter egg, if you can find him. He's not an actual Easter egg. We've had a really, really fun summer of being creative and unleashing our inner superhero with Jesus. And speaking of superheroes, these are who we've looked at. We've looked at Jesus, Moses, Solomon, Esther, Samson, Jonathan and David, David himself, Deborah and Paul. And when you ask ChatGPT to create these superheroes Avengers style, this is what you get. And then you hand it over to Gemma to add on facial hair for Samson because he missed that memo. So, yeah, we have our superheroes. It has been awesome. And this morning, like I said previously, I thought it'd be really fun to finish off with our final superhero. Can anyone guess who it might be? You know. Anyone? It's not Jesus, but that is a very good guess. Jesus isn't in the Marvel movies. Who's our superhero? Ant-Man! Huzzah! Yes. And some might be thinking, Tini, that's a curveball. Why Ant-Man on your final day? Well, Ant-Man is a symbol of Kids Church for me, and I'll explain a little bit about that some more, mostly because it's not often I get to talk about my ministry to a captive audience. And by that, I mean actively listening congregation. So we're going to be looking at Ant-Man. And I'll also be talking a little bit about the Bible, because that's really important. You need to have God's word in your heart. And we'll be looking at 1 Samuel 16, specifically verse 7, because that is super important. And we're looking at David's anointing. So someone did shout out David down here as our final guy. So 10 points for you guys. But before we begin, I'm going to pray because that's important as well. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your creative spirit that can be found in each one of us, Lord. We thank you that you use all things to teach and to guide. And Lord, I ask that you will help me to speak your words this morning to your family gathered here. That you will give us ears to hear what it is you're saying and hearts to receive from you. Amen. Amen. So, way back in 2012, 2013, when I first started leading this ministry here, the Lord gave me a picture of what kids was going to be like. And this is, I don't even know if any of you guys were born at this stage. Were any of you born in 2012? Claire was, yep. We've got some OGs here. This is good. So God showed me this like ant hill. And this is where you're missing the animation because there were ants going from our Scott ant, who is our Easter egg, up to the ant hill, which is sad, but it's good. Now, I don't particularly like creepy crawlies at all. So when this picture of an anthill popped into the like picture part in my brain, I did an involuntary shudder and was like, oh no. And Jesus spoke to me and he was like, that is how some people feel about children and kids ministry. They like recoil and they're like, oh no, kids should be seen and not heard. That is awful. They're little pests. I know, I was shocked as well, Jamie. I was absolutely appalled that some people held this view. Absolutely mad. Because why wouldn't everyone want to be involved in kids ministry? Why wouldn't you? But I have matured somewhat, and I have understood. I know you're laughing. It's true. I understand that you all cannot be as blessed as I am and serve in kids ministry because we are a body, not a body part. I do understand and value the importance of other ministries. I just think mine's the best. So anyway, I have digressed. We're going back to our anthill. God told me to look really closely at the anthill. And he was like, Tini, what do you see? I was like, I see loads of little ants working together. And oh my goodness, this group are carrying something really heavy. And God was like, exactly. When I made the ants, I made them to carry up to 10 times their body strength, which is wild because I can barely carry one time my body strength, never mind up to 10 times. And God said that the kids' ministry is to be like this anthill. It's to be a community, a family of kids working together and supporting one another and carrying the things that they've got put on them. And at the heart of this picture was a challenge, a mission for me to cultivate a place of community, of family, and of worshiping and loving the Lord and each other. However, our God is not a God of stagnation, and we move all the time. And this is where Scott Lang, aka Ant-Man, comes in, because a few years later, I was at a conference, and I was praying for this ministry. I was praying for these guys, and I saw like a battlefield of kids wearing essentially like the armor of God, but like an upgraded version, like super suits, because that's awesome. And this is, yeah, so this is where Ant-Man comes in. And I don't know if you know much about Ant-Man, but some of his basic abilities are to get really, really, really gigantic and huge, but also tiny like an insect. He has superhuman strength and enhanced durability, so he can do lots of really strong things and do things for a very, very, very long time. And he also can communicate with bugs and insects, specifically ants, which I don't actually have a parallel for, but the super strength and the stuff we do. Because God was speaking to me and he was calling this ministry into more of the supernatural. He was saying that the kids need to become kingdom bringers and that there's a job for them to do, which is really cool. And underlying it all was that relationship with him and the relationship with others. So I have a question. Has anyone ever seen an army just of one person? No. Have you ever seen an anthill with just one ant? No. It doesn't work when we're by ourselves. We need to be in community and relationship, which is what Barney was chatting about with church, the importance of church. And when we look at Ant-Man, we can easily sweep him to the side, pun very much intended, but we shouldn't, because he may be small, but he is incredibly mighty. And this is our message for this morning, and it stands for us all. God often uses the small and the overlooked. And everybody has a part to play in God's kingdom. So God often uses the small and the overlooked, and everyone gets a part to play in God's kingdom. And if you don't believe me, we're going to open the Bible, and you can argue with that. So if you do have your Bible with you, I invite you to turn to 1 Samuel chapter 16, and we're specifically looking at the anointing of David. So when I don't know if you know this, but Samuel was a prophet at the time, and he was chatting to Jesus. No, not Jesus. He was chatting to God. And spoilers. And God told him that he was to go and anoint the next king of Israel. Samuel was to find a man called Jesse who had 8 sons. Jinx. And Samuel went there, and he immediately looked at the 8 sons, and he picked out the first son, the tallest, the strongest, the most handsome-looking man in that room. And you can see behind me, Samuel's in blue, Jesse is the wee old man, and then he's got his 8 sons behind him. So there's a cow there, because I think they were going to do a sacrifice together, and it was going to be fun times. So Samuel said to the first man, "Come forward." And the Lord spoke to Samuel and said, no, not him, not him. Which was weird, right? Because surely God wants a really tall, strong man to be the next king of Israel. That's what I would have thought anyway. But no, 7 times God says to Samuel, no, not him, next son, no, not him. Until all 7 of Jesse's sons that were there at the time had been rejected. David wasn't even there. He had been overlooked, okay? David was out in the field being a shepherd boy. And when Samuel found out that there was an 8th son, he called for him. And when David came, the Lord said, he is the one, anoint him. And this, in this picture here, that's what's happening. There's the anointing of David. And then the Holy Spirit fell on him. These images are taken from Saddleback Kids Church YouTube. It's great. anoint him. How many times, I wonder, have we ever felt overlooked? How many times have we felt maybe not seen? And how do we feel when that happens? When we turn to the Bible, we see time and time again that God uses and sees the small and the seemingly insignificant. Because he knows. The Lord doesn't see things the way that we see them. The Lord looks at the heart. And if you were in kids' church, this would be our memory verse for this morning. The Lord looks at the heart would be the key there, because that is very, very important. It is so important to look at people's hearts. It's the godly way to see people. And David was super young when he was chosen to be the king of Israel. Like, super young. And then when we look at Gideon, he was a total fearty, hiding in a cupboard, essentially. Like, and he was God's chosen warrior. And it was a young boy, it was a child, who brought 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish to Jesus to perform one of the most famous miracles. And these are just 3 examples of when God uses the small guy to do the big thing. And we're all anointed by God's Spirit. We're all called to do the big things. And we get to do it with the help of God. So in DPG Kids Church, we are all about growing God-connected children, because we know and we understand that God uses the small to do the mighty. We know and we understand that God has called his kids to step into their calling now and minister today. Our kids' church is not a waiting room. It is a training ground. We teach the word and we minister through the Spirit. We sing in worship and we build community. Everything that we do in kids' church is to help our children know God, to be seen by him and to allow him to see them. It's to help them understand that even though they might be small just now, they are still mighty because they have God. Just as Ant-Man was able to go places that no one really should ever be able to go, you guys can take Jesus into places that we adults cannot. You can take him into your schools, into your nurseries, into your playgroups. We can't do that as adults. We have the Holy Spirit empowering us just as much as the kids do. And God's Spirit is even better than a super suit. God's armor is even more powerful than anything that Marvel could create. So it doesn't matter if we can grow as big as a building or as tiny as an ant. We have the Spirit of God, the strength and the love of the Lord to pour out onto others. He gives us the power to be a good friend and to pray for the sick and to stand up for injustice. We get to be full of light, life, and love, and to share it with everyone we meet. So never underestimate yourself. Never. If you have God, you have everything you need. If you were able, I would invite you to stand